Welcome to Waterworld, the podcast where we deep dive into the critical issues surrounding our planet's most precious resource, water. I'm Zach Winnig, and today we have an enlightening conversation lined up for you. With us are two experts, Dr. Waters, a hydrologist specializing in surface and groundwater interactions, and Dr. Rockwell, a geologist with a focus on water pollution and environmental impact. Welcome, Dr. Waters and Dr. Rockwell.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Glad to join this important discussion.
Let's jump right in. Dr. Waters, could you explain the difference between groundwater and surface water, and why these distinctions matter?
Certainly. Groundwater is the water found underground in aquifers, which are layers of rock and sediment that can store water. Surface water, on the other hand, is found in rivers, lakes, and reservoirs. The distinction is crucial because they serve different ecological and human needs. Groundwater is often tapped for drinking water, especially in rural areas, while surface water supports ecosystems and is used for irrigation, recreation, and industrial processes.
Fascinating. Dr. Rockwell, you focus on different types of rocks and their relationship to water. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
The type of rock in an area significantly affects how water moves and is stored. For example, sandstone is porous and can hold a lot of groundwater, making it a great aquifer. Limestone can create karst landscapes with caves and underground streams. On the flip side, impermeable rocks like shale prevent water from infiltrating, which can lead to surface runoff and erosion.
That brings us to the issue of water pollution. Dr. Waters, how does sewage pollution affect both groundwater and surface water?
Sewage pollution is a major concern because it introduces harmful pathogens, nutrients, and chemicals into water sources. When untreated sewage enters rivers and lakes, it depletes oxygen and kills aquatic life. If it seeps into the ground, it can contaminate groundwater supplies, making the water unsafe for consumption. This is particularly alarming in areas where people rely on wells for drinking water.
And what about saltwater infiltration? How does it impact freshwater resources?
Saltwater infiltration, or in other words, saltwater intrusion, occurs when saltwater encroaches into freshwater aquifers. This typically happens in coastal areas due to overpumping of groundwater, then reducing the freshwater pressure and allowing saltwater to move inland. It can render groundwater resources unusable for drinking and agriculture because of the high salinity levels.
Dr. Rockwell, shifting gears a bit, how is technology, specifically machine learning, being used in hydrology?
Machine learning is revolutionizing hydrology by helping us predict water flow, quality, and availability. By analyzing vast amounts of data from weather stations, satellites, sensors, machine learning algorithms can forecast droughts, floods, and even the spread of pollutants. This technology enhances our ability to manage water resources more effectively and help mitigate the impact of water-related disasters.
That's cutting-edge stuff. Now let's talk about hydraulic models. Dr. Waters, could you explain what they are and how they help?
Hydraulic models are mathematical simulations of water movement through rivers, pipes, and other systems. They help engineers and planners understand how water will behave in various scenarios, such as after heavy rainfall or in the event of infrastructure changes. These models are crucial for designing flood defenses, managing water supply, and planning urban development to minimize the risk of flooding.
This leads to a critical question. What can we do? Let's have a call to action. Dr. Waters, what steps can individuals take to help with water pollution?
There are many ways to make a difference. First, reducing the use of harmful chemicals and properly disposing of waste can prevent contaminants from entering water systems. Participating in local cleanup events and supporting organizations that work on water conservation are also impactful. Additionally, conserving water at home by fixing leaks and using water-efficient appliances reduces the demand on local water supplies.
Dr. Rockwell, any specific advice for people in New Jersey, considering the state's unique environmental challenges?
Absolutely. In New Jersey, managing stormwater is crucial due to the dense urban areas. People can help by installing rain barrels, creating rain gardens, and using permeable materials for driveways and walkways to reduce runoff. Supporting green infrastructure projects in communities can also make a big difference.
These are excellent tips. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts from my experts?
Just a reminder that water is a shared resource. Protecting it is a collective responsibility.
And every action, no matter how small, contributes to a healthier environment and community.
Thank you, Dr. Waters and Dr. Rockwell, for sharing your insights. And thank you to our listeners tuning in to Waterworld. Remember, whether you're reducing runoff, conserving water, or just staying informed, you're part of the solution. Until next time, let's work together to keep our waters clean and safe.